Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Empowerment Place. This is your host, Valerie Burrell. Grateful and thankful to God to join you again, our listening audience, as we share another relevant kingdom teaching. It has been a glorious day. Well, it's been a glorious week. This past week has been amazing, full of movement, not only in the spirit, but God showing himself great in the lives of people who are near and dear to me. The elevation of my sister friend today, Evangelist Linda Brown. We give God praise for her. For Bishop Rodney Beeney, President of Kingdom Ministerial Association under the leadership of Apostle Julian Young. Movement, promotion, it is happening, and it is happening now. And, we are excited. Amen. Praise God for Prophet Nina being back with us and bringing you live now. Amen. Grateful to see another warrior on the line. Amen. I'm not going to mess with her because she said somebody was on fire, and I figure it must be her. So because she's on fire, I'm not going to mess with her. That's the great minister, Tori Lynn. Amen. Amen. Certainly, if there is something to share, we thank God for the callers who have called in. And if there is something that you would like to share, press 1 and we'll gladly bring you live. This week, we're going to do part 2. I'm not going to say even piggyback, but we're going to do part 2. Amen. Last week, Amen. We began a conversation about are we unified? And we were planning to get to some of the woes that happen with us, that God is saying, woe unto you, when we are not doing the things that are pleasing to him. So prayerfully, amen, prayerfully, the Holy Governor will allow us to get there tonight, this evening, to share with you all, but whatever it is he desires to release, that's what we're going to do. That's what we're going to do. So, Prophet Nina, do you mind opening us up with prayer? Amen?
Not at all. Amen, amen, amen. Father God, we come to you right now, Lord, just thanking you, Lord, thanking you for this marvelous week, a week in which we have seen growth and we have seen elevation, Father God, like never before, Lord. And for that, I say thank you, Lord. And at this time, I just ask that you open our hearts and open our minds to that word, that you would have us here tonight, that we can then place in our hearts, Father God, so that we can pull on it when we need it to give you the honor, the glory, and the praise. For these things I pray. Thank you again, Lord. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. So again, as I stated, we say we are one in the Spirit. We're one in the Lord. Yet when it comes to the body of Christ, there is so much diversity and so much division and so much ism and schism, and we do that, you do this. We get caught in religious tradition, using religious jargon, operating in a mindset where we're dependent upon someone else, rather depending on the Holy Spirit, which is within us and given us the capability and the propensity to get things done. And so we looked at the church. We looked at our cities. We looked at our country. We looked at a couple different things last week. And it's clear, y'all, it's clear that we are not one, as we spoke. Thank you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Even last night, you all hear me often reference KMA, and KMA is Kingdom Ministerial Alliance, again, under the leadership of Apostle Julian Young, and my husband and I, Benny, and I are on the leadership council of this association, and weekly our apostle pours into us relevant teachings. And on last night, even as my husband prayed, he prayed for oneness of mind. He prayed that we would come together and be unified and accepting of what God was doing and honoring our leadership. That was the prayer even last night. So it's a resounding message that God is seeking oneness. If we say we are a body of Christ, the word tells us that each part of the body is fitly joined together to function as one unit. Now imagine, I got a head, I got eyes, I got legs, I got arms, I got fingers, I got all my parts. And my legs want to go left, but my mind want to go right. Where I'm going? Where I'm going to go?
Usually,
you ain't going to go nowhere, because if you're going in two different directions, the likelihood of you advancing is minimal to none. Oh, yeah, I hear you, Holy Governor. He said, even when it looks, relationships, hear this. You're in a relationship, a husband and wife. The husband has a vision, and he's moving. Claims she ain't hear it, so she go the left way. Is the vision going to come to pass? Not with them together. It may come to pass if he go way right and she go way left, and the marriage now is dissolved because they're not of one accord. They're not operating as though they're equally yoked. There is no unity. And people often talk about the word that says a house divided against itself cannot stand. That's any house, y'all. Any house divided against itself will not stand. Where there is no unity, there is no strength. Where there is no oneness, then there's a
you
problem.
Have to be on
Don't
the same
get me wrong.
Place.
You have to. The word says on one accord. One accord. Not one on a, one. Not one standing on the accord, but be of one accord. Moving together in the will, plan, and purpose of God. I realized this week, and y'all, we'll get to some scripture after a while. Just hold on. Just bear with us. Amen.
Amen.
I realized within myself this week that I am really kingdom-minded. I've been studying kingdom, not just the word of God, but understanding the principles of God's kingdom and how we are to benefit living here on to make earth look like heaven. I found in my conversations all week long that when I was hearing somebody say something that was religious or that was based on what was taking place in the world, I came back with relevant kingdom truth to make them look at the situation differently.
Yeah.
And I said, God, many of these are people who say they know you, they love you, they're connected to you, they follow your precepts, your principles, they expect to receive your promises. But we're coming to you on two different dials. One is coming to you with faith to believe that you are who you say you are, and one who's wishy-washy because they're more concerned with what's going to take place in the world and how it's than to believe that you are God.
And also,
too,
if they've never heard the application of kingdom ministry, kingdom building, then it's something that's going to be foreign to them. But then again, that goes back to the leadership and what is being poured into them. So you will get the look of awe and amazement, because it's not words that they've heard before, so they don't really know how to apply it to their lives.
Amen. Amen. We're going to go to Matthew 23. And this is from the New King James Version. Woe to the scribes and Pharisees is how this is titled. Starting at verse 1, Jesus spoke to the multitudes and to his disciples, saying, "The scribes and the Pharisees sit in Moses' seat. Therefore, whatever they tell you to observe, that observe and do. But do not do according to their works, for they say and do not do. For they bind heavy burdens hard to bear and lay them on men's shoulders, but they themselves will not move them with one finger." Wait a minute, what?
Mm-hmm.
Y'all hear this word, this is in the word. I'm going to jump down, Lord have mercy, because see, when I read that, I just be seeing too much. I'm going to jump down to verse 13. It says this: "But woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you shut up the kingdom of heaven against men. For you neither go in yourselves, nor do you allow those who are entering to go in. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you devour widows' houses, and for a pretense make long prayers. Therefore, you will receive a greater condemnation. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you travel land and sea to win one proselyte, and when he is won, you make him twice as much a son of hell as yourselves." Whoa. Y'all hear this? Whoa. Talking to scribes and Pharisees, talking to leaders. Come on. You're being hypocritical.
Yeah.
You're being hypocritical. God is saying, "I need a unified body. I need oneness. I need truth." And instead, you're using your own mind, your own mission, your own agenda, and you're, come on. Whew, you're destroying what God is trying to build.
Amen.
Pastor Collins today, we were at the Edge Worship Center, had a hot time in the Lord. When he was closing out his message, he said, "You know, I've been hurt a lot, but there's been no greater hurt than when I've been hurt in the church." That's something that anybody who's been hurt in the church would echo. It's something that when you come to the body of Christ, when you come to, let's say, the church, quote unquote, the building, quote unquote, because we as individuals really are the church.
Yeah.
Because of the Holy Spirit that dwells within us, we are the church. We are the ones, you know, who are being built up to edify. We are the church. But we go to the building, that we all come together to hear what we need to hear, that we may grow in grace, that we may grow in our understanding of what it is that God is requiring, that we may become empowered to really understand his will, plan, and purpose for our lives. But we go to the place. We go to the place, and instead of getting truth, we get lies. Instead of getting help, we get rejection. Instead of getting what God desires, we get what man wants. Whoa. Whoa.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Whoa. But come on, leader, you up there saying, "We are one in the Spirit." Who taught us that song? Reverend Page. "We are one in the Spirit." Mm-hmm. "We are one in the Lord." We are one in the Spirit. We are one in the Lord. And we pray that all unity may one day be restored. Sir and ma'am, can it start with you?
Yeah.
Can I start with you? First, I need you to get unified within yourself. First, I need you to go ahead and repent. I'm talking to all of us. I'm not singling nobody. If we are not in alignment with God's will, if we are doing anything contrary to his plan, for our life, if we are still making excuses instead of executing.
Yes.
God said, "You get woe to you. Woe to you. Don't be throwing out words, you know, exegeting scriptures and giving your homiletics and hermeneutics and all that other stuff, making you sound grandiose when you don't have a true relationship with the Father, trying to make people feel less than because you can use big words. When you leave the church, you slipping, sliding, dipping, and diving, and they trying to live for God all they know how to, and then they see you. I ain't fussing. Whoo! Come on, y'all. Whoa.
Pastor
Whoa.
Val,
what are we doing?
Well, Prophetess Val, I have a question, though, as you say that. And as we understand that leaders can be functioning in times when they are hurt. As a leader with hurt and pain, is it a removal of that as they go or as they come before their flock? They are to be reduced so that Holy Spirit can speak. So I guess at that point in that time, you would hear God's word and then not the hurt and the pain that's being felt by that individual that was put in place to lead you. Does that make sense?
It does. And,
because
and
in
I,
some
I,
instances,
I'll...
you know, like I said, when mm-hmm. people are hurt, you know,
hurt
is what you're going to get from them. Exactly.
Right.
So as you say that, you know, I was, my daughter sent me a lesson today, and it was, you know, as people start over, and part of the lesson that was so often, you know, and I think Elder Benny has said this before, when you know better, you do better. And in this
mm-hmm.
particular lesson, the person said that knowing better does not always equate to doing better, because people
right.
don't take the option to evaluate what it is that's wrong. So if how do you move forward with that? You know what I mean? Because like
that's,
you said, hurt
yeah.
people hurt people.
That's good. And I think I use this analogy in a conversation I had with someone today. The first thing is acceptance. Stop trying to shun it like I don't have a problem.
Right.
Come to terms with your truth. Because really, coming to terms with your truth opens up the avenue for healing to take place, for deliverance
yeah.
to take place, for true repentance to happen, so that you can realign yourself and operate fully in what it is that God has called you to.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're not going to come to terms with yourself, if you're going to you're going to refer to Let me look at them and call out their stuff to keep from looking at myself and dealing with my own truth, then nobody's going to benefit from that. Nobody's going to benefit from that. You're not going to benefit from that.
Right.
Because you say, I'm good. And one thing I'm grateful for is having a powerful circle of influence, a trusted circle of influence as well, that even in my weakness, if I say, Nina, you need to pray for me, or if I come out of my mouth with something crazy, you'd be like, what did you just say? I know you didn't just say that.
Yeah.
We put each other in check, iron sharpening iron. But sometimes leaders will yoke up with like spirits, such that nobody will hold anybody accountable because they all doing the same thing. You
and
need to find somebody that's... Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, and that's when you get that the sound, it is going to be one sound, but it's not making
but
any noise
sound.
Because it's not... Right, because God is not getting any glory in the noise that they're making.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's good. But that's one of the woes that keeps us from being unified, not being true to who we are, not embracing our own truth and seeking the help that we need in order to be made whole in Him, so that we're able to then, as leaders, feed His people.
Yeah.
How can you shepherd a flock and you in a wheelchair? How successful? You can roll, 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 but if you come to a hill, what's going to happen? You're going to topple over and be trampled, because they're going to be like, ain't nobody worried about him. We ain't got to go nowhere, because he can't even keep up with us. She can't keep up with us. Because she won't go to physical therapy and get strong so she can go in and start walking with us and guiding her with the staff. Come on, y'all. A reason. One of the reasons why we cannot be unified is that we are not being accepted of our own truth. Whoa.
Hmm. Yeah.
Another reason that we are not unified in the body is because we are more concerned with what man thinks of us than we are concerned about what God is requiring of us.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Thank you.
Whoa. 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 Whoo, my God. Oh, And he said, when it comes to the things of the church and even in the marketplace, word tells us that the love of money is the root of all evil. When you're more concerned about how much you're going to get out of a thing, how much you're going to make off of a deal, if you're more concerned about that than you are, is this a part of God's plan? Is this a part of His fulfillment for what He desires to do in my life? If you're more concerned about what you're going to get out of it instead of what God is going to get out of it?
Yeah.
Whoa. We serve a God, y'all. We serve an amazing God. An amazing God we serve, who takes care of us.
All the time.
He takes care of us. He takes care of us. We look at the word and talk about how the birds have no care for where they're going to rest. And, you know, the animals move about. They don't worry about, oh, I need a five-bedroom, four-bathroom, three-garage. They have a place to rest. Their meals are provided. They ain't using no debit card. They ain't using no chip. They ain't overdrafting no checking account. They not doing none of that. And they good.
Mm-hmm.
But look at us. Too many of us are operating with a crab mentality that if I see you doing well, I'm salty and I'm going to try to pull you down instead of really seeking God to find out what it is I need to be doing in it and how I need to be doing it and making sure I'm aligned with His plan so that I can get what He has for me. Whoa.
Hallelujah.
Whoa unto us. When did serving God become a competition, y'all? Why are we trying to compete against each other? Why can't we celebrate what God is doing in the voices, in the relevant voices that are coming up now? Why can't we celebrate that? Why we gotta hate because we see somebody's name on a banner or somebody's name face on a flyer? Why are we bothered by that? Why can't we celebrate that? Why can't we be one? I have a love for women's ministries. I do. And I was talking to some women today who were hurting and challenged with some very deep things concerning relationships. And so I started dialoguing. And I reached further to say, hey, maybe we can do a collaboration and all of us can come together and we can have a symposium and we can talk to these women about the challenges that they're facing so that we can bring change.
Yeah.
Ain't go too far, y'all. I can't say why, or I could say why. I won't say why. Ah, I won't say why.
Mm-hmm.
But y'all,
some people are ready to share their testimony. They'll do it on a small scale, but they can touch and reach so many more if they were just, if they would just simply open their mouths, because it's not just you. And I think a lot of times it's that it's whoa, it's just me, it's just me. No one else is experiencing this. But, you know, take a survey in a group and you might have, you know, 40% of the people in that group have experienced the same thing that you have. And as
mm-hmm.
you collaborate with one another and you put it out there, then that, too, is a part of your healing process.
It absolutely is.
But people,
it
yeah,
absolutely
but people, but again, that comes, it makes you face your truth, and they don't want to face the truth. So it's a whole lot easier to just say the woe is me, instead of thank you, Lord, for putting me in a position to connect with people that can help me grow, that can help me understand, that can help me come into alignment with where I need to be with you. And some hear and they just don't act. And I know we were talking about that. You know, the immediate action is showing your faith, but so many will say, I have faith, but they don't in their walk show that
they
don't
activate it.
Yeah. No, it's not activated.
And if it's not activated, is it really safe?
Right.
Is it been really safe? Is it really safe? If you can't activate it, is it what you say it is?
No, it's not.
I don't know.
No, it's not.
I don't know. That's what our president said the other night. Didn't he say that, babe? So much. He said, yeah, what about, I don't know. Does anybody know? I ain't going to make that statement, because if I don't know, I'm going to seek help. I'm going to ask questions. I'm going to seek for resolve if I don't know. And I'm going to ask the Holy Ghost, hey, can you help me? You're here to guide me in all truth. Can you reveal to me what it is I need to know, how it is I need to do, what it is I need to do, in order for me to be able to collaborate and we become a unified force, a unified body, and really get done what God wants done in the earth now. We've got a few callers. Amen. If you have a question or a comment, please press 1 and come in. Amen. If you've got a question or comment, we will happily bring you live to allow you to share. Are we unified? Posing that question again tonight. The question, are we unified? The answer, no, we're not. What's a solution? What's a solution? How do we become understanding the issue, the challenge, the mindsets, understanding those, understanding the woes that God is saying, look, I'm tired of you acting in your own stuff. I need you to really put that aside and do what I want you to do. How I want you to do it, when I want you to do it, without question. Do what I say do. Nina, how do we get there? What are the steps? What do we do? What do we do?
We have faith. We believe. We move when he tells us to move. And by doing that, we will eliminate some of those steps to get closer to him, just to be in his awe, in his glory, just in alignment to live that stress-free life that you have talked about, one where you don't have to worry about anything because our God will provide for us. And it's just,
step out on faith and just say, yes, Lord, I hear you, Lord. Lead me, guide me, Lord, because you want to be closer to him. You want to have the relationship with him. For the relationship that you have with him is going to just open up so many avenues, so many doors, so many windows of opportunity that the blessings that he pours into you, you will not believe them, but you just simply have to say yes, hear his voice, and move in unison with him. Just move with him. Just go with him. Just flow, flow, flow with the Lord. Flow. Just listen and move. Have faith.
Amen.
For he will
Amen.
Not lead
Amen.
You. Right.
Amen. Have faith. That's one way.
Yeah.
To get to a place of becoming a unified body. But the Holy Spirit said we also have to have a renewing take place. We have to be transformed by the renewing of our minds, because often we are not operating with the mind of Christ. We're not walking in a proper dimension of truth. And because of it, we are still carnal in our thinking. We're not willing, as she said, to operate in faith. We're not tapping in to the unseen, the glory realm. What we're doing is just tapping into what we see earthly. We're not excited about the next dimension of grace, y'all. Grace, 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 which is available to us. We've got to begin to engage with the Holy Spirit. My husband talked about it. I mean, he is just so in. It's like he said, honey, I want to be engaged with the Holy Spirit all day long, where I'm in constant awareness of what the Holy Spirit may speak to me or is speaking to me or what he's prompting me to do. We have to change our way of doing things. We've got to begin to die daily, y'all. Putting our flesh under subjection and being led by the Spirit of God. And I can't say not being led by the Spirit, because there's a whole lot of spirits you can get that ain't the right spirit.
Amen.
But you got to be led by the Spirit of God. And as we are surrendering our will to the Father and allowing him to lead and guide us, when we begin to become subject to the move of the Holy Spirit, then it will make us more willing to collaborate one with another, to truly become the unified body that God is seeking after. It's not the black church. It's not the white church. It's not the Hispanic church. It's not the Catholic. It's not the Baptist. It's not the Pentecostal. It's not all of these separations. It's one God, y'all. We serve one God. One God. One true and living God. One God. And man took the option of devising their thoughts and their plans according to how they wanted to govern people. Oh, my God. When the Holy Governor, the Spirit that was left to govern us, is the only one that's supposed to be doing that, y'all. Stop leaning to your own understanding. As the word says, lean not to your own understanding, but all your ways. Acknowledge him and allow him to direct your path. When we get to the place where we're willing to allow God to direct our path, We'll be headed to a place where everybody's path is coming together as one. And we can become unified. And this unity starts in our homes, husbands and wives, children, spreads over into our schools and in our churches and in our communities. Won't be concerned about who's Democrat and who's Republican, who's Nazi and who's Ku Klux Klan. We'll be one. As Elder Johnny said, I and the Father is. We is. Yes. We is one.
Yes.
Because that's what God desires, that we be unified. I want to ask a question to everybody that I see. Are we unified? What are your thoughts? And I get more people to say, no, we're not. Then yes, we are. But I want to decree and declare that going forward from this day, we will begin to operate with the mind of Christ. We will yield our will to the will of the Father. And we will grow in unity. We will grow with the understanding of collaboration and the fact that it's beneficial to the body of Christ. I'm going to stop having a wheel in my house, and you got a wheel at your house, and Tori got a wheel in Philly, and Linda got a wheel in King and Queen, and all of us need four wheels, but all we're going to do is hold on to our one instead of the four of us coming together to put the four wheels together so we can build the foundation and begin to move. God is really seeking a unified body. He has so many woes that he can present to us. Because we've been acting up for too long. We've been acting up for too long. It's time for us now to put away the excuses and really begin to execute our kingdom assignments in the earth, that God would be glorified. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. We thank God. We thank God for each of you who have joined us on this week. I said it for a little longer, amen, so we could get in all this dialogue, amen, without being cut off. So I thank God for those who have hung in with us this week, amen. We will be having intercessory prayer tomorrow morning at 5 a.m., praise God. If you have a prayer request, you can find me on Facebook, Valerie Burrell, and inbox me your prayer request or email at empower_yourself@yahoo.com. And if there's a need, if there's a question, we're here. We are here. That's what the Empowerment Place is about. We're here to help those who may be hurting, may be lost, to help you get focused, to help you get insight and direction, that you will be able to tap into purpose and be all that God has called you to be. And if there's someone that's listening today, or you may listen some other time, and you desire to be a blessing, if these messages are being a blessing to you, if they're helping you, we ask that you would consider sowing into the ministry, sowing into the Empowerment Place. And you can do so by using, you can go online and type paypal.me/empplace. Again, that's paypal.me/empplace. We'd appreciate it. Amen. As we continue to do the work that God has given us to do, continuing to spread his word, his relevant kingdom truth, that his people may be empowered.
Amen.
Father Zena, you pray us out. Amen.
Yeah, and I would also ask if you would possibly put that link up on the website for those that may not have been able to write it down going forward so that they can sow into the ministry.
Amen. Will do.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Father God, we just want to again say thank you, Lord, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord, for the word that has been released to us tonight, Father God. I know that this word has touched me, Lord. It has touched my heart. It has touched my mind, Father God, so that I can work a little bit harder, so that I may be unified, Father God, so that my sound will mimic those that are with me, Father God, so that the glory that you get in this world will become louder, Father God, louder, 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 Father God, so that there will be no doubt in anyone's mind, Father God, who we are listening to and who we are following, Lord. For this ministry, the Empowerment Place, Father God, I thank you for the dedication of Prophetess Val and Elder Benny, Father God, as they give of their time, as they give of their heart and just their love for you, Father God, the way that they go about their lives, the examples that they have set, Father God, for so many, Lord, just to be close to you, Father God. I just thank you for the impact that they have had on my life, Father God, and again for those that they come into contact with, Father God, for I know that they are here to do your work, Father God, and for that, Lord, I just say thank you, Lord. For those that do desire prayer tomorrow morning, Father God, I ask that they reach out to Pastor Val for their prayer request, Father God, because at 5 a.m. we are going to spend some time with you, Father God, just in your arms, basking in your glory, Lord. And for that, I say thank you, Lord. Thank you for this day, Lord, and thank you, thank you, thank you for your direction and guidance as we move forward into this new week, Father God. May those that we come into contact with, Lord, see the light of you that shines within us, Father God, as it gets brighter and the world becomes filled with more of your love, Father God. For these things that we have prayed about, talked about, Father God, I pray that you will continue to get the glory, the honor, and the praise. Amen.
Amen and amen. Listeners, this week as you're moving about, make sure you're doing something to empower yourself. If it's reading a new book, watching a new documentary, something, learn about some flowers, do something to empower yourself, to grow yourself, to enlarge your capacity. But after you've been empowered, we want you to take the responsibility to empower someone else. We love you. We're here for you. And we say God bless until next time. Join us tomorrow at 8 o'clock p.m., amen, where I will have with us guest Jocelyn Lynch and Desiree Dixon as they will share with us concerning the work conference being held in Richmond, Virginia on September 16th. Work is women entrepreneurs reaching the kingdom. They'll be with us tomorrow evening at 8 o'clock p.m. We ask that you dial in, listen, and be empowered. God bless you all until then.
Good night.